Okay, our final presentation today is Mark Green. Mark is with Headwell. He's the Global Products Manager. He's going to talk to us about a new system for changing out a 797 transmission. And here's Mark now.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mark Green. I'm the Global Products Manager for Headwell Engineering. Headwell Group of Companies. So the Headwell Group of Companies was formed 33 years ago, and we specialise in making innovative tooling solutions for the mining and earth-moving industries. We have two main product ranges. We have Trilift, which is our component handling equipment, and Safeway, which is our ladder and stairway access systems. Headwell was formed in the early 1980s to service the local mining area in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales, where we are based, and we are still currently owned by Ian and Jan Headley, who formed the company back then. We currently have 75 full-time employees and 25 trainees and apprentices, and we have three different areas of the company. There's Headwell Engineering, which is the manufacturing and fabrication. There's Mechansol, which is mechanical engineering solutions, and we work very closely with OEMs to produce tooling to suit specific component handling requirements. And we have Headwell USA, which is based here in Twin Falls, Idaho, which is our assembly, testing and distribution facility for the US and North and South America. We have three main facilities. We have the one in New South Wales that I spoke about. We have the one in Queensland, Mackay, and this new one here in Idaho. We use the latest in automated machinery and technology to develop our products so we get high repeatability and high quality. And we're always investing in new technology. Headwell's global network, we currently distribute to 24 countries around the world. We have bases throughout the world where you see the black circles there. We have agents and distributors, so we have good after-sales support network and we can support our product throughout the globe. So a little bit more about Safeway. Safeway is ladder and stairway access systems for earth-moving equipment. We can basically fit a ladder or stairway to every piece of equipment that you have on your mine site, from a small system for a grader or a scraper through to a large system for a drag line or a shovel. The Safeway product increases the safety for the maintenance and operation personnel. It reduces downtime. We use innovative designs and we use the latest technology. Today I'm here to talk about Trilift 797 transmission hoist, and as the size of mining equipment has increased, component handling has become more hazardous and more challenging. So, you know, doing things like you see on that picture there with a forklift is, you know, not exactly safe. So we want to come up with innovative solutions for handling the heavier components as they come online. Trilift systems are designed to work within the confines of the workshop, minimise the workshop space required to service and maintain the mining equipment, reduce the downtime, and make the maintenance more efficient and safer for the maintenance personnel. Our 797 transmission hoist came about from loads of requests from mine sites around the world to come up with a safer method and more efficient method for removing the transmission from 797 trucks. So, most mine trucks are built without the dump body on, right? So the transmission's dropped in with an overhead crane. It's, you know, it's quite easy to do without that dump body there. If you have to remove that dump body to remove the transmission in the workshop, it's an expensive, time-consuming task, and there's a lot of safety issues with removing that dump body. So we came up with the 797 transmission hoist to eliminate that need for taking the dump body off. The traditional method is labour intensive, it's real estate intensive. So a lot of sites have come up with innovative ways of removing that transmission without taking the dump body off, with using a knuckle boom or, you know, a cherry picker type crane, which, you know, you need to keep the real estate free inside the workshop, so the bay next to you needs to be free to get that transmission out. You know, it puts personnel at risk because they have to be a little bit inventive and they have to, you know, finagle the thing out of the hole. And it adds additional cost because you may need to, hire a crane to get the dump body off, or hire a crane to get in the workshop and pick that transmission out. So there's a couple of shots there of the traditional method. You can see the picture on the left there shows the crane in the workshop and how much space that takes up. You've also got guys climbing all over the top of the chassis rails and down in the hole on top of the transmission. If you can see the picture at the bottom there, they've got a fairly savage angle on that transmission trying to drag it out there. There's a chain block, there's a couple of slings, and they're finagling it out of the hole. So we've come up with a safer method of doing so by using our 797 transmission hoist. So it's a mainframe carrier which is designed to be lifted onto the chassis rails of the truck with the dump body raised in the air, so the dump body stays on the truck, so there's a cost saving there. It utilises a hydraulic powered winch to lift the transmission out of the hole, and then the whole machine is lifted off the chassis rail with the transmission inside of it. It adds a walkway and handrails to the top of the chassis rail, so it makes it safer for the personnel walking around on top of the transmission. It adds fall restraint, and it also gives better access to the transmission for the purpose of the removal. It has a safe working load of 8,000 kgs. The transmission weighs about 6.5 tonnes, so it's got plenty of room up its sleeve. It's hydraulically operated, and it adds those walkways and handrails. So a couple of quick case studies here on using this tool. Escondida in Chile is possibly the world's largest fleet of 797 trucks. It's an extreme climate, it's a high altitude. Nobody wants to work outside there, so taking dump bodies off to pull a transmission out is something that they try and avoid at all costs. It's a difficult location to get to, so for them to hire heavy craneage to get up there and take a body off is costly and time-consuming, and they may be waiting 2 or 3 days to get cranes up there to pull a body off. So for them to be able to eliminate that need, it's quite cost-effective and saves them a load of money. Again, they have the additional space of using a picker crane inside the workshop if they want to do it with the dump body on. And it puts the personnel at risk, and there's the added risk of hand signals to communicate to that crane operator, up, down, in, out. There's that miscommunication issue there sometimes. By utilising the 797 transmission hoist, you can see there it gets flown in by the overhead crane, drop it on the chassis rail, and within 40 minutes after the truck is prepped to remove that transmission, they had the new transmission back in. And that was the first time they'd ever used the tool. So it's saved them a lot of time and a lot of money, and it's a very efficient tool. So the personnel required to do the task are reduced. You can be done with a couple of guys instead of a team of, 6 or 8 with crane operators and things like that. It works within the confines of one bay, so they can have another truck in the bay next to them and still be pulling a transmission in this bay. The personnel are removed from the line of fire, so you can see there that there's no need for the personnel to be down in the hole during the removal process. Once that final bolt's taken out, they can climb up the stairs on the side of the 797 transmission hoist and get out of the road. And it adds those walkways and handrails there. You can also see that the operator there has really clear vision of the transmission coming out of the hole, so he doesn't rely on anybody to, communicate with him with hand signals to actually get it out. So the conclusion for Escondida and the big points that they came back to us with is it's improved the safety of the process. They can use it within the confines of one bay. It's reduced their downtime, and it's improved the efficiency of their transmission changeouts. The second case study is Escondida up in Canada. Syncrude up in Canada. They have quite a large fleet of 797s. They face severe climate challenges again. It's also a remote location, so hiring of cranes onto the site is quite difficult. These guys had actually come up with, pulling it out in the workshop with the mobile crane, but they had the added challenge of the only operators on the site that could operate that crane were excavator operators, so they had to actually stop production, get someone in from the pit to actually come and operate that crane. So it's a double-edged sword for them. It's costing them production time as well as the downtime on the truck. So the first time we used it up there, again, under an hour, transmission out and back in, they were really impressed with the added safety. As you can see, they had quite a few guys standing around on the platform. There's all handrails there. There's no fall risk. It makes the process a whole lot safer, and it improves the turnaround time again and gets that truck back out into the workshop. They were happy that it gets the operators out of the line of fire. You can see there in that photo that when the transmission is in the retracted position, it's nice and compact and secure, and it doesn't move around, so you can lift it off with the overhead crane. Again, improved safety, works within the confines of one bay, reduces the downtime, and improves the efficiency of the transmission changeout. Feel free to visit our website for information on the tool. There is some videos on there of the actual removal process using the 797 transmission hoist. There's a search by OEM vehicle section on there, so you know if you're looking for other tooling for other things other than 797 tranny hoist, there's plenty of options there as well. At Headwell, we have a vision for the mining workshop of the future, and a colleague of mine presented at Haulage and Loading a couple of years ago and spoke about the mining workshop of the future. And, you know, we hope that in the future all of the bays are being utilised for different maintenance tasks using specialised machines that are purpose-built for component handling, and the ultimate outcome is minimising workplace injuries and maximising the truck availability. Sorry. Thank you very much, everyone. Is there any questions about the 797 hoist? No? Okay. Thank you all very much, and enjoy the rest of it.